Victor McNamara on 9-1.
President, 2 points. First, I just received word the Senate committee knocked out that Section 608 requiring we take base closing to the Congress. Voted 10-3. Secondly, we did get distributed to all of the staff members and senior people associated with our Armed Services Appropriations Committee, the B-52 bomb damage assessment analysis this morning. And we've got a special meeting in May on be briefed by our defense intelligence agency people for this afternoon.
That's good. Now, I think that you ought to spend some time with your friend, Mr. Kennedy. Don't want this repeated to him, but yeah. For your information, I think you're the principal officer at Beckman. I think that he's functioning in this Vietnam field, Dominican field, a little bit overtime with he and some of his stooges, very much against us. And I think his general feeling is that we should not have asked for the $700 million appropriation, and by asking for it and saying that we'll construe this as support of our position, that he wanted to demonstrate his independence, and while he wouldn't vote against it, that he would make the speech that he did.
Right.
And as a consequence, he's touching up Javits a little bit and different ones around. Certain senators tell me that they talk to him in the cloakroom, and they hear little snide remarks about the situation. I think it could very appropriately be said that the Defense Department took the position that we were spending more than we had appropriated. We had ample authority under the existing law to transfer that money, and that's what we planned to do. We told them that. We told them if they wanted to, we could ask for the money now or transfer it and ask for it later. That after explaining the pros and cons, and all we wanted them to know was that we were digging into an account that was going to be overdrawn. We'd have to come back and be frank and candid with them. And Ford made the suggestion we ask for it now, that he thought that was the better way to do it. He had been fiscally responsible and worked with us in the House committee. And we thought that it would give an opportunity to anybody wanted to debate it and discuss it. We didn't object to that. We're not quarreling with the debates. The New York Times been advocating debates, so we sent it up there, and we don't object to what he said about it. But we do want him to know our reasons for doing it, and they were based upon an attempt to keep substantial support behind us in the Congress. Now, each day, the New York Times and he's conscious of it, and they're going to be agitating at Javits, and Bobby's going to be in the background because he operates a good deal that way, but they're going to be asking for a new congressional debate and a new resolution of support, and tell him that we've been willing to ask for that, and we don't think it would be wise, but that we have asked Fulbright if he thinks we ought to have a new resolution. And we've asked Mansfield, and we've asked Dirksen, and we've asked Russell. And they are the men in this field in the Senate. You'd like to ask him if he thinks a new resolution would be wise. That's so much on that general feeling, because that's in the columns and the stories and the newspaper articles and so on and so forth. And they, of course, when they talk to him, they come right back and talk to us and so forth. And, I think there's another tack, too. I think you ought to talk to him about the new pause that's been proposed. The New York Times proposed a pause. And Mac has kind of had his feeling of the pause. I understand he's talked to you about the pause. Now, if we had any indication the pause would do any good, be fine. But we're afraid that if we do pause, we got hell hit knocked out of us while it did. I think the American people would be awfully critical of us.
Oh, I don't think now's the time.
And I just think we ought to talk to him about it, because this is where most of our real trouble's coming from. It goes back, if you'll remember, to the real flare-up came on this statement, this $700 million. And that's, My intelligence people tell me that that's the backbone of it, and since it's your 700 million, and since you heard the Ford thing, and since you know that we think that it's all right for them to debate it, we don't object to McGovern and Church and them. If they won't say these things, say them. We don't agree with them. We don't think they help. But we have never asked one senator not to speak, and we have asked him. And we put on the pause, but see what else he thinks ought to be done. I think that's very potentially dangerous to our general cause on Vietnam. I think that in time, it's going to be like the Yale professor said, that it's going to be difficult for us to very long prosecute effectively a war that far away from home with the divisions that we have here, and particularly the potential divisions. And that's really had me concerned for a month, and I'm very depressed about it because I see no program from either defense or state that gives me much hope of doing anything except just praying and gasping to hold on during monsoon and hope they'll quit. I don't believe they're ever going to quit, and I don't see how do we have any way of either a plan for victory militarily or diplomatically. That's something you and Dean got to sit down and try to see if there's any people that we have in those departments that can give us any program or plan or hope. Or if not, we got to see if we have you go out there or somebody else go out there and take one good look at it and say to these new people, now you changed the government about the last time. And this is it. Call the Buddhists and the Catholics, the general and everybody together, and say we're going to do our best and be sure they're willing to let new troops come in and be sure they're not going to resent them. If not, why, y'all can run over us and have a government of your own choosing. But we just can't take these changes all the time. And that's the Russell plan. Russell thinks we ought to take one of these changes to get out of there. I don't think we can get out of there with our treaty like it is and with what all we've said, and I think it would just lose us the face of the world, and I just shut everything what you all up and say.